This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 463, How to Be an IELTS Ninja. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk about the IELTS Insider way to use your own life and still be academic and high scoring in writing task 2.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. Fall is here. I have such a tangible sense of change and like opportunity. Like, yes. I just feel like everything is just opening up right now. I love it.
Yeah. The fall really brings that sense of focus and a lot of things open up and you have a lot of ideas and ideas are energy. Ideas create energy. And me too. I've been getting physical. I did some crazy physical stuff over the weekend. It was crazy. I climbed a mountain on Saturday and then I ran a 10K on Sunday.
Insane.
Yeah, I got really got in shape in just 2 days.
That's amazing. Were you sore? You had to be sore.
I was a little sore, but I pushed through. You know, 10Ks, I always hit my wall around 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then the rest is just pain. But, you know, there's something to that. If you just focus on where you're at one step at a time, 1 mile at a time, you can get there. You can get it done. So, yeah, that was
good. But had you been training for this 10K?
No, I was so lazy. I mean, it just came up really fast. I run a couple times a week, but I hadn't really been training for it. No, not really.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine just tackling a 10K out of nowhere. And I run often. Ozzy and I are running a lot, but running with a dog is not like running by yourself. We're stopping all the time so he could smell things and do things. I don't know. Wow. I feel like I'm going to sign up for one and just do it now. You've motivated me.
Yeah. I think 10Ks, you know, I think you're in shape. I think 10Ks are the kind of thing that it's not training like for a half marathon.
Right.
You can do it. You can get it done. But, you know, it's enough of a challenge that you feel like you've really done something pretty significant. So that's the way
that's
I see
awesome.
It.
I am so proud of you, Liz. And you climbed a mountain?
And I climbed a mountain. It's crazy. It's crazy. Jeez. I don't know. Just couldn't sit still this weekend. I got antsy.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that is something about the fall, though. Like, it's not oppressive to go outside anymore. Like, you actually, it feels good to be outside. You're not scared about sweating and overheating and whatever. Like, it's comfortable now.
You got it. You're not lethargic, right? And hopefully our students are not lethargic either, because I know a lot of new people who have been signing up for the course, right? 3 Keys IELTS. Mm-hmm. They've been getting in there because it's the fall. It's time to get going, guys.
Oh, yeah. We've had so many. I have so many personal coach classes coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I know that a lot of people are getting very serious about their IELTS preparation right now.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And so speaking of that, we got a question, Jessica, from a student that just joined our course this week. Mm-hmm. And I think his question is similar to other questions that students have, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So guys, this is definitely listen up, because we know that this applies to a lot of you out there. Okay. And it's something we've talked a little bit about before, but we know that it still happens. So let's get to it. What's the issue here?
Okay, so we had an email from a student who wrote in. He said that he's aiming for a 7. He's just registered and he's so excited because he's been thinking about joining for a while. But his question was this. He said there are many IELTS websites like IELTS Advantage, IELTS Liz that he's involved in, but he wants to know if we recommend that he just follow those tips also, like simultaneously, or that he just follow our tips and he stops paying attention to other websites.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is that yes. Is
just the second thing. Yes. It's really tough, you guys, to try and incorporate too many different systems. And why would you do that if you don't have to? I mean, if you look at the three key system, look at our student testimonials, listen to the episodes we've done lately with students who are getting higher scores than they even need. It's because they trust the system. Literally everyone that posts in our Facebook group with their score improvement, with their increase, with the scores that they needed, their advice, inevitably, guys, their advice is to trust the system. Just those three words. Not trust systems or trust a system, but no, the system. We're the system. Guys, that's us. It works. And I know it's really hard to stop searching because before you committed to this course, that's what you guys were doing, right? You were looking at all these different websites and not to say there are a lot of good things to be found on these other websites. But the fact is, guys, everything you need, any good thing you could find there, we have. Right? Yep. You're not going to learn anything from someone else that is going to change your score apart from what we're going to already have ready for you.
Exactly.
I mean, all the resources you need are here. And it just creates confusion, lack of confidence, just this feeling of being lost. If you try and incorporate too many different kinds of advice.
Right. It's like those other websites are great, but they have their own systems. And you, like Jessica said, you can't, you know, these are step-by-step plans and systems. You can't take one step out of our course and one step in the other website and the next step in the third. You're going to get completely confused because they're different approaches to the exam. Okay.
And I know how hard it is to have a certain way of doing things, right? But like, this is how I approach the reading test. And then you have to erase all of that. What you're doing isn't working, right? What you're doing got you a 5 on reading, for example. So you have to let go of that. And I know that's hard. It's easier to start our course with no pre-existing knowledge of IELTS.
Right.
That would be the bet. That would be the easiest thing, is to start with a clean slate. But you have to realize that you have to overcome these previous ideas. You know they aren't working, right? That's why you signed up for our course, because we guarantee a score increase. So trust it. We're here to help you guys. We know how to increase your score. So I know it's tough, but you have to let go of these other habits, these other beliefs, and just trust in these simple things we're telling you, because they do work. And this also goes for just not even other websites, but tutors. So we got another email from a student, and this is what the tutor told you. Okay. Told her. Sorry. Lindsay, can you read that? And then I can talk about my response.
Sure. Okay, here we go. She said that one of my tutors said that I cannot write "take me as an example" or "take myself as an example." He told me that I should express my own idea, but I cannot use these kinds of words in the essays. Is that correct? If I want to use myself or my friends as examples, what can I do?
Hello, lovely IELTS listeners. If you want to access all of the templates and examples that can get you your highest writing scores on the next IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I love this question. I actually used it to craft the insider tip of the week on our Facebook page. Every week, guys, every Monday, I post an insider tip of the week. Just one extra tidbit of knowledge that other people don't have about the exam. So anyway, that's what the tip was about this week. Yeah. So guys, this tutor is not an IELTS tutor. First of all, read the question. Read the IELTS question. Okay. The instructions say, quote, include any relevant examples from your own knowledge and experience. That's what IELTS tells you to do. So to have this so-called tutor, I'm sorry, I'm just really tired of people ruining scores for others. So this person has no idea what they're talking about. Yeah. IELTS tells you to include your own example. So yes, you can. But having said that, I'm going to calm down now and give you guys something you can use. Having said that, only do this once in an essay, okay? Just because we don't want to have the same type of examples. You can use your a personal example, and that phrase is perfect to introduce it. Take myself as an example. That's a perfect phrase to use in a body paragraph in task two, but only do that once because we need a variety of language and a variety of support. So instead of saying, like, my cousin studied romance languages and couldn't find a job after graduating, right? Like, instead of saying that, make the example bigger. Apply it to the world. So we take that and we change it. We could say, like, in a recent Washington Post article about the effectiveness of obtaining a degree in the humanities, it was noted that 50% of those who graduate university with a degree in art, philosophy, or similar subjects in the humanities department could not find employment connected to their field of study. So it's taking, yeah, my cousin couldn't find a job. Like, it's taking that, but making it such a bigger, more academic thing. So definitely use that. If that is your example, definitely use it. Just remember, we can always make it higher level.
Yeah, it's funny. I wonder if a lot of students, guys, might think that can't be done, to put something like into a quote from a newspaper. They might be surprised that we can actually do that, that we can kind of generalize and just throw out a paper name. Can we do that? That's okay.
Oh, of course, you guys. Yeah. And this is something that a lot of tutors who don't know IELTS, this is something that they tell their students, that you can't do that in an academic essay. No, you can't make fake research in an academic essay. That is not IELTS. On IELTS, you don't have access to stuff like that, guys. So there's absolutely nothing in the scoring system that is like, you have to give this person a 4 because they had something fake. It's not about that. Guys, come back to the blog. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 463. I will link to other resources that we've published that show you how to do this well. You can't just make up something that makes no sense, right? We're not saying, like, anything you make up is fine. It still has to be logical. It's still, like, there are ways to do this well and not well. So, guys, come back to the blog, search for episode 463. You will get all the resources you need to understand what we're saying here about how to use fake research, how to have this solid support that is high scoring.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very ninja tip, guys. If you apply this, this is just another skill that you can learn how to do, but a lot of tutors out there don't know about this. They won't teach you this. This is very ninja-like to increase your score. So come back to the blog, you know, do what Jessica tells you to do here and study this, and you will see your score go up. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, so for sure, guys. And if you need more about what to do in writing task one and task two, what does the examiner need to see? If you want to know for sure, then join our course, because not everybody knows that, right? You don't know what resources, what tutors to trust, but you can trust us. We know what the examiner needs to see, and we're going to tell you. It's all there. Yeah. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. The template, the examiner expectations for a 7, for an 8, for a 9, all of that knowledge is there.
Yeah, I love it. So it comes down to, don't waste your time in a bunch of different systems, and definitely don't waste your time with people who don't know the exam. You know, yesterday I was just listening to your episode with one student, Jessica, who had studied with a TOEFL tutor. And what a shame, right? To spend that time. What a shame to spend that time preparing when you could be working with a tutor who really knows IELTS.
I remember her, yeah. And she had only started studying English like 2 years ago. She, you know, had challenges in her preparation because of dealing with people that didn't know IELTS. And look, she got the score she needed.
Yep, I mean, in the end she did. But before that, she wasn't getting what she needed because she was studying with the wrong tutor.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, guys, I mean, you've heard other students' experiences. You have gone through them yourself, maybe. You know what you need to do, right? So choose a system, hopefully the system, which is ours. And then just go for it. Trust that. Dedicate. And the thing is also, like, we have high expectations of you guys. We make demands on your time because it requires hard work to complete all of these activities and get all the practice you need before your exam. Frankly, I don't see how you would have time to go outside, to do more than what we're already asking of you. You know what I mean? Because it does take a lot of work. So put all of your effort and energy into one place.
You got it. That is the piece of wisdom for the day. I love it. I love it. Right on. Right on. So again, one more time, guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into the system.
The system. I love it. I'm going to start saying that now.
All right. Awesome, Jessica. Have a good day in Portland and we will talk to you very soon.
All right. Awesome. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.